This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you ready for Roman Anthony's debut, Keith?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox. Where's Rich? He's not here yet.
Big day for the Red Sox. Big repeat performance by the Red Sox. Very predictable that they go out and lose after taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Roman Anthony, now a Boston Red Sox. No, Rich Keefe will be here very, very shortly. He is en route. I referred to this as childcare obligations last week, where Rich was out for childcare obligations, and I was chastised by Greg that that's just called parenting. Is what that's called. So Keefe's doing some parenting. He'll be here any moment on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock with all your thoughts on the Red Sox. A just joke of a loss last night that's so on brand for this team. It's not even funny, but it's juxtaposed with the promotion, the long-awaited promotion and surprised promotion of Roman Anthony last night up to the big club. So we'll get to your thoughts on it again all day long at 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. I don't even want to look at what's going on in the chat. Where's Keefe? Jones stinks. Well, Keefe should be here. You can also do that on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's start with the game before we get into the promotion real quick for Roman Anthony, which was on some cases good, unexpected. He looked very patient and poised at the plate, less so in the field. Red Sox drop at 10-8 last night in extra innings. It's a game that it felt like they should have won 10 different times. I'm not as hot and bothered as Will was about the umpires last night. I know Cora was upset about it, and it was a bad call. I mean, it was a low strike call that should have been a ball. I'm not as hot and bothered about that. Red Sox deserved to lose this game. I would say 10 different ways to the Rays last night. They wind up falling. Bayo gave you a decent start. Cora actually gave you a halfway decent pinch hit, a good pinch hit, from Romy Gonzalez earlier in the game. Felt like he was pushing the right buttons. And then immediately Cora giveth and Cora taketh away. He goes to his bullpen. Bernardino falls apart. Red Sox battle back in. They continue to blow leads. And they were dropped by their defense, or let down, I should say, by their defense as well. Jaron Duran butchers the ball in left field. Roman Anthony, one in right field. And I can't help but look at that play by Roman Anthony in right field and wonder who I should blame for that. I heard Greg and company say they didn't want to get on Roman Anthony after one game. That's all well and good. It's a pretty significant error in the field last night. So I would look to a guy, Roman Anthony, one game in, and say, I think we should be able to criticize him. We've been calling for him for months and months and months. Bad play by Roman Anthony. Poor weather, if you want to put it on that. Overzealous play in right field by Roman Anthony,
the ball
overrunning
was wet, Jones.
It. Yeah, I wanted to blame the weather last night. Trust me, I don't want to get on our precious little Roman Anthony. But he butchers that ball. It leads to runs scored for Tampa in a game you wind up losing. I can't look the other way on it. I also can't help but look higher than Roman Anthony. Like, obviously, he should have made the play. I don't think there should be much discussion there. Do I look to baseball ops do I look to Alex Cora? And I know I'm one to continue to bash the manager over and over again. Cora would be the guy I would look at on that, because prior to the game, the explanation I heard is Alex Cora didn't want to move multiple players around the field. So he didn't want to move Anthony to the big club, have him adjust there, and also move Duran. Or have Anthony promoted to the big club and also move Rafaela, et cetera, et cetera. He didn't want to do that. So he felt it was easier to promote Roman Anthony, play him in right field, a position he hadn't played since May in the minor leagues, a position that he's only played a handful of times this year. And so if he's uncomfortable in right field, that's who I'm looking at. And organizationally, if you want to look at Breslow, you can. Just know they had been ushering him up to the big leagues, playing left field and playing some center. And so I think organizationally, that's where they want him. I think the manager looked at it and had some influence and said, no, let's put him in right field. Let's not have musical chairs out there and move 10 different guys. And so Anthony can't make a play. So I would leave the organization and Cora somewhere on the blame list as well for that play from Roman Anthony. But it's difficult not to look up and say the Red Sox let one predictably get away. And it's why I didn't want to overreact to taking 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. It was nice. It was better than I expected. I thought the whole season could be lost in that series this weekend, going into national television, where Hunter Dobbins is calling out the Yankees and saying he'd never play there, and he immediately gives up a home run to Aaron Judge. I thought the whole season could get flushed. And it turns out they take 2 out of 3, which is better than I expected. I said all day yesterday, as did Rich, I need to see the Red Sox finish this off against Tampa. I can't just buy in on a couple of wins against the Yankees where they scored a million runs. I need them to carry it over against a worse team. And Tampa's been playing well. They're in second place in the division. But I need to see them carry it over. And for one game, they couldn't. They could still salvage the series. They could still have some momentum going into New York. But this is more out of the same of this baseball team all year long. Sometimes they take a step forward. It's mostly one step forward, two steps back, which is where they've been. But yesterday was more of the same. And I can't help but look at something other than the umpire, which I know people want to blame today, for a reason the Red Sox have been doing this. They've been doing this for months and months and months. It's been what the 2025 Red Sox are. And it turns out even our precious young Roman Anthony can't change that. Speaking of Roman, this is Alex Cora before the game discussing what the promotion means for the Boston Red Sox and the organization.
We're trying to win ball games, and the kid has done an amazing job throughout PD, just getting ready for this moment. Obviously not the way you want, right? Because Willie's a good player, a great defender, a good at bat, but he'll be here, and we're excited. It's a big day for the organization, but like I said, it's not the perfect way of doing it, but he's here, and we'll use him the right way, and we'll help him with the adjustments that comes of being a big leaguer. But I think as far as like the person, just being around him in spring training and all that, he's a mature kid that he understands his craft, wants to get better. There's a few things that we still believe he needs to improve, but we'll help him here, and then I think he's going to be okay.
Okay. I do love that he just said, oh, we'll use him right. Like, Cora deserves the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, yeah, you've been doing a great job using everybody right all year, Alex. You haven't ping-ponged Christian Campbell around to different positions. And that's not just on the manager. That is organizational as well. Breslow, baseball ops, etc. You've already had Marcelo Meyer in and out of the lineup. They pinch hit for him last night, which worked. But it was still annoying to see Marcelo Meyer in and out of the lineup. He doesn't play against lefties. Apparently, he's not even allowed to hit against lefties. And even if it worked last night again, I thought the idea is he was up here to play. So, no, they would never ping-pong around a young player. They're absolutely going to use a young player the right way. Don't you know that? We're going to use him the right way. But I thought that was an interesting comment from Cora, just that it is a big day for the organization, and you wonder how much of that they're trying to sell to the fan base, because we've been clamoring for it for a long, long time. In fact, I contemplated breaking out the glitter guns today. If the Red Sox would have won, or Roman Anthony would, I don't know, had a hit, maybe a home run, I contemplated bringing out the glitter guns, but it would have been weird if I did that by myself. You don't want to fire off a glitter gun solo, Keith. That's not what
you know. What
want
I
to
don't
do.
Care for is that Keith impression right off the rip.
You didn't like that?
I was listening.
I thought it was accurate.
Didn't sound anything like me. That's not what I sound like.
I wanted people to
close
think
your eyes at spot.
Yeah, I wanted people to think you were here. Is what I wanted.
Is that me?
I didn't want people to say there was no Keith and then like change the station or something. I wanted them to think you were right here. In person.
No. I was like Tim Robinson in the sketch when he has the flaps and the hat.
What the hell?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox.
Now you say something, Rich.
Yeah, don't do the voice. It's like, come on.
What'd you think?
Tough go.
What'd you think of the Red Sox last night? The whole thing. Well, Roman Anthony, the Red Sox, the whole thing.
I was super excited about Roman Anthony, and they kept that under wraps because we did our whole show yesterday. We even, in the grab bag, debuted a new segment that now needs to be torched.
Wow.
Has Roman Anthony been called up? We said no.
Yeah, I sure am.
This is why. Yeah,
That's out the window.
This is why I need Keith. I already forgot the shortest live bit in the history of this show.
Done.
One of the shortest in the history of radio.
Maybe it sparked change. I don't know.
Maybe it did.
But yeah, Roman Anthony.
What can we jinx into now happening? Good question. 2 for 2 in 2 days.
Yeah, we got to put our heads together.
Have Keith and Jones gotten a promotion?
So yeah, that was exciting news we've been asking for about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
So he gets called up. I love how they're like, no pressure on him. He's hitting fifth. They're like, throw him right into there, right in there. Obviously, the play in right field is brutal. You know, like, he just needs to field that cleanly. And my only thought was, maybe he's trying to fit in. Maybe he's trying to fit in with the guys. Like, hey, don't put me on a pedestal, guys. I'm just like you.
Yeah. He doesn't want to come in with too big of a head. Yeah. That makes sense.
Jaron Duran's like, he can't come up with the ball. So now he's like, yeah, here's what I'm doing. But, no, like, that part of it is exciting. Although it is funny because it comes right after a series where they scored 20, 30 runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, scoring runs wasn't the problem as of late. So you're like, oh, Roman Anthony provides, like, a spark, which I still think he can do. But their pitching and their defense, that's really where their issues are right now. And it was deflating because we were talking about the weekend series. And we were like, all right, like, hey, let's see where this goes. And we were getting a lot of pushback. We were like, they just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. How come you're not all fired up? It's like, because this is what they do. This is what they do. As soon as they win a couple games, they split with the Orioles. Something happens, and that's why they're at or below 500 all year long.
It's unfortunate they're so predictable. And last night was a car crash of a game where you had trouble looking away. I said this to Nick and Billy earlier. It was maybe the most locked in I've been on a Red Sox game start to finish. Like, because Roman Anthony is making his debut, I was locked in right from the start.
And going like Anthony Campbell Meyer in the lineup all together, like right in a row, is pretty sweet.
They win 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. That didn't hurt.
Right.
Anthony's promoted. I'm like, okay, I want to get right from the first pitch. How is he received running onto the field? What's his first at bat like? Like, the whole thing. Like, I was locked in right from the start. And then the game was close and back and forth, and there was drama, and there was second guesses that you could make. And so it's about as locked in as I've been.
Yeah.
But it was a mess. It was a disaster. It was a joke. And so some second guesses for you.
Mm-hmm.
And side note, I thought Lou on TV last night, and I was just happened to be watching on TV, no disrespect to the radio broadcast, but I thought Lou last night was as locked in as I've seen the man.
Mm-hmm.
He was second guessing Cora.
Spotting dimes, eating onions.
Seriously. He was second guessing immediately.
Yeah.
Cora, he's like, oh, well, they're going to get Narvaez in here for Connor Wong. And he's like, whoa. He's like, I guess they're going with David Hamilton. And O'Brien asks him, he's like, what do you think about that? He's like, I don't like it. So, like, immediately he's second-guessing Cora, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
He second-guessed Cora again later on when, or even foreshadowed a little bit later on where he's like, well, you can't pitch around this guy and let Caballero on the bases. He's going to swipe second and third, immediately swipe second and third.
Yep.
He's pointing out Pete Fairbanks and his crazy eyes in the meantime. And so, like, I thought Lou was exceptionally locked in.
He did a good job with the infield fly.
Yeah, he nailed the infield fly, which he knows it. The Red Sox don't.
None of the players in the Red Sox had any idea what that was.
No. Trevor Story.
That's like the first rule I've ever learned. Like, as a little leaguer, isn't infield fly like the first thing they teach you? Where you're like, all right.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to pretend I knew the rule front to back today, but it's also not my job to know it. I know the hitter's out.
I get paid $23 million a year to know the rules.
Like, the second I watched it, I'm like, okay, well, he's out. Obviously, like, that's not a triple play or whatever Dave O'Brien thought it was. I'm like, it's not that, but I don't pretend to know the rule front to back.
They could have turned 3.
Yeah, they could have.
If Trevor Story knew the rule.
Yeah.
If Trevor Story knows the rule, that's a triple play.
I knew the hitter was out. I knew that much of the infield fly rule. The rest of it, I admittedly didn't know. But I knew it, and immediately Lou informed you on it, and you're like, okay, well, so all those guys aren't out. Got it.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, I thought he was locked in on the broadcast. Second guess is, I would say, the Hamilton pinch hit. I would say the Twitch chat has been begging for bunting up in some of these situations in extra innings. I didn't think last night was the time to do it, to be honest. And they did get to the 11th. Maybe they could have pushed it further. I didn't think last night was the time to do it, quite frankly. You could have pinch hit for Roman Anthony, or not rather pinch hit for Roman Anthony in extra innings. You could have let him hit, although Ref Snyder drew a walk.
Yeah.
I think there's some second guesses last night.
Ref Snyder's a tough one because, you know, he hits lefties. And so, like, that's his thing. But, like, does he go in for every lefty not named Devers and Duran? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to see, just like we were complaining the other day, Marcelo Meyer is up here. Let's see him play. Oh, you're facing a lefty tonight? Okay. He's going to have to face lefties. He's not going to platoon his whole career. Let's see what they can do. So I may have, in his debut, given Roman Anthony the go, but right. Not like, you know, not like Ref Snyder.
I wanted to see it.
Took it out.
I really thought they were going to pinch hit for him earlier in the game, so that one didn't bother me that much. Hamilton was foolish.
Pinch hitting Hamilton is wild.
Well, and I heard J.P. Ricciardi after the game say, it's extra, not only because you'd rather have Narvaez hitting than Hamilton, but Narvaez has to go into the game anyway. You're burning three guys.
Narvaez is an all-star. Some are saying he might be an American League all-star catcher behind the big dumper.
I actually glanced at an all-star roster yesterday because I was curious.
Yeah.
It was.
He's got a sniff, doesn't he? Wait, who had an all-star roster?
Somebody at ESPN. Hang on, let me get it. Dave Schoenfield, I believe.
EEI.com.
It was not. Let me tell you, spoiler alert. Narvaez was not on the roster.
He wasn't?
No, he was not.
Who was over him? Langoliers?
I'm blanking on who
the Langoliers? The Stephen King joint?
Hang on, I'll get it.
But I'm telling you, people are sleeping on Narvaez.
The starter was the big dumper, no questions asked.
They're fast asleep on Narvaez.
I'm trying to remember who his backup was. I don't recall off the top of my head.
Probably not great because.
But it wasn't Narvaez.
Because Rutschman's having a terrible year. So it's not Rutschman. Is it Alejandro Kirk, the guy from the Blue Jays?
No.
Okay, it's wide open. It is wide open for my...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For my guy, Narvaez. He has a big month.
Oh, here we go. Hang on.
You could start by letting him hit.
Yeah, I would. That'd be a
David
good way
Hamilton
to do it.
Hitting over him, not a good sign for his all-star. Well,
especially when he hits a massive home run against the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball. It's not like he hasn't done it the game before.
I know.
Hang on, your all-star reserve. That took me a while. Logan Ohapi, Keith, is who was on one man's
Logan Ohapi.
Yep.
No,
you're not Ohapi with it.
I don't think so.
you're mad about it.
Ohapi has a 740 OPS, my guy Narvaez, 816.
There you go.
On that, Ohapi.
Case closed.
Not my all-star.
Yeah, no, but the Hamilton one was frustrating last night.
Yeah, just makes no sense.
Do you have a problem with them playing? Well, back it up. You said they kept it under wraps. I don't think Roman Anthony knew. I don't think anybody knew. I don't think this was planned.
Are you saying communication's poor with the Red Sox?
I'm saying that I think they got bad news on Willy Abreu. I don't think they knew Monday morning they wanted to call him up, in other words. I think they got bad news on Abreu, maybe
he
worse news than
he was on the bus to Lehigh Valley.
That's what I'm saying. And I think they got bad news on Abreu, and they're like, crap, we need to call somebody up, so we're calling him up.
You see his car, though?
Car looks sick.
Car is sick.
Nice
that
paint.
That matted?
Nice paint job.
That looks like the Oklahoma State helmets.
Well, and it's a good start for him because he knew where his keys were, which is better than
one
Marcelo Meyer. Yeah. I mean,
he was driving Meyer around.
No offense to our guy Marcelo Meyer, friend of the show.
Our guy.
One of our best friends.
Let him hit.
But, yeah, at least he knew where his keys were.
True.
Putting him in right field felt chaotic, and then, yes, putting him in right field. Like, why wouldn't you shift the whole thing?
to get him where he's comfortable. So, and the text line has already taken me to task. They're like, oh, you want Roman Anthony here? No questions asked. Play him wherever. I said I'd DH him, FYI, just so you know. Yeah. But I didn't know Abreu was going to get hurt, and that was the way he was going to get promoted. Maybe it is nitpicky by me. I guess my roundabout point is you shouldn't be surprised when he's making errors, period, in the majors. He's not known as a defensive player.
Right.
And especially when he's playing out of position, which is just another guy they're playing out of position.
And also, in Fenway Park, isn't right field the most difficult to play?
Correct.
And one of the reasons why they put Mookie Betts there, and he was so good at it. And obviously, left field comes with its own challenges, but it's one you can kind of figure out. Center field's big, but it's one of the reasons why we were talking about Roman Anthony maybe even being a DH, right? That's where that whole Devers conversation came into play, where it's like, all right, this guy's a hitter. He's not even necessarily great in the field. And when he is in the field, he's not used to playing right field. Where obviously, the ball is going to come off the bat a little bit, or it's going to, you know, your view of it is going to be different. And if you're not comfortable, it can happen. But the error that he had
is so bad.
Was just on like a nothing play.
It's
like a routine play.
So, no, to me, like, I don't want to send him down. I'm not yelling at the Red Sox for calling him up. I want him here. Yeah. It's just another guy they're playing out of position, and that's just annoying.
Well, they're playing all their young guys out of position, so at least they're consistent. At least they're like, listen, we can't talk to Devers about moving around. He's been in the league 10 years. But all these other guys that are top prospects, we're going to have them make their debuts at different spots.
This cuts both ways. Yeah. Roman Anthony wanted to fit in by making the error, and they wanted Roman Anthony to fit in by playing him out of position.
Look at Marcelo's not playing where he plays. Christian Campbell kind of is sometimes. So, yeah, he's okay with that.
We don't play anybody where they actually play.
Yeah. No, we just want, except for Devers. Actually, no, even he's pissed.
this is another good one by the text line. They intentionally walked, and Lou called this out right away, too. He's like, oh, man, why would you intentionally walk the bases loaded with a guy who can't throw strikes in Zach Kelly?
Zach Kelly stinks. Get him out of here.
Zach Kelly does stinks.
He does, and he was wrong about the strike call. Like, Zach Kelly was pissed, and I think Zach Kelly walking off the mound
twice
hurt him with the umpire. And like, you can talk about, you hate umpires, Keith.
I do.
Last night, the umpire,
less than human,
screwed it up in the bottom of the 11th. That was a ball on the pitch to Romy Gonzalez. Yeah. It was a ball, especially if you're consistent with the half inning prior, the top of the 11th. But Zach Kelly being so upset, he didn't know that the umpire was going to screw it up later. Like, he got those calls right. And I think Zach Kelly walking off the mound, begging for a call, hoping he was going to get a call, didn't help him in that regard, which is where a robot ump would help. A robot ump wouldn't care if anybody's walking off the mound, to your point.
True.
But, yeah, no, he's not very good, to go with what Nick was saying. He's not a good pitcher.
Yeah, you know, once you go to somebody other than Chapman, you're like, all right, you're kind of like fingers crossed at that point, and you're like, all right, well, maybe they're going to give up a run or two, but maybe they can score two or three, like in the bottom half. Like, that's sort of what you're hoping when they go to extra innings, because all year long, extra innings has not been their favorite. Now, this doesn't go down as a one-run loss, but it's the same kind of idea. Like, they're always on the wrong end of these type of games.
617-779-7937. You guys are worried about Roman's error. What about friend of the show who couldn't catch a pop-up last night?
Well, the runner was already out. He knows the infield fly rule. So look, and then he actually should have gotten a triple play. He actually was trying to set up a triple play, sir or ma'am.
If Trevor Story knew the rule.
Right.
By the way, what, 10-year big leaguer? How long has Trevor Story been in the bigs?
Seemingly forever.
A veteran big leaguer. Marcelo Meyer has been up there for a couple of weeks, barely even plays, and he knew the rule better than Trevor Story. No, my issue with Marcelo Meyer would be calling off Wong in that spot.
Yeah, I got it. I know, got it. Don't got it.
If you wanna know what playing softball with Jones looked like, it was that. Yeah. Calling people off, letting the ball drop, having no idea where anything was.
Tough go.
It looked like that play. Last night, Rather Be Golfing in the Twitch chat also says, another guy out of position, and yet you guys want Devers moved. I would flip that around and say pretty much everybody else moves except Devers.
He's not.
Which kind of makes our point.
No, and the team wants him. I'm not saying he's any good in the field. The team wanted him to create flexibility. Instead, they're like, all right, we'll just change everybody else.
Yeah, I would flip that around. Yeah. But I think people have that backwards anyways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.